This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Ooh, Kimmy might have seen something.
What happened?
Something dirty. Something inappropriate.
Damn.
Something a man did here intentionally to keep from getting caught. Because, Tommy, there are some things that people do that scream they're cheating.
Yeah.
This has to be one of them. But it's not the only one.
Ooh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. So, Kimmy, over the weekend, you were in New York City.
Sure was.
Ooh.
Rooftop party, Kimmy. Yep. No, I'm not letting it go.
Okay.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, so on the way home, we waited at the airport for our flight, and I noticed somebody buy something at the airport that I guess I didn't even realize they sold at the airport until I saw this man purchase.
What did you see, Kimmy?
So there's a guy, I would put him at maybe late 40s, early 50s, around that age, khaki pants, braided belt, tucked in button-up shirt, like that kind of look. You know, browsing the convenience store there. And he reaches for this tiny little pack of something on the wall. And I'm like, what? What's that? And I look up there, and it is a little pack of Trojan condoms.
Damn.
And it was in that moment.
Trojan man.
Thank you.
It was in that moment that I thought, you know, I've never seen that type of purchase at an airport.
I didn't know
before.
They sold them.
Condoms
I didn't
at an
either.
Airport. Okay.
Until this man bought them. And I think I was more upset at the fact that he overpaid for them than anything else. Because that tiny little pack of, I don't know how many were in there, maybe five, was like $20.
I bet you it was three.
It could have been three. Yeah.
It's usually three of those little packs.
Man, what are you paying per pump?
And I was thinking, like, what? Where are you going where you couldn't buy that when you got there?
Yeah, no kidding. Like, what are you expecting when you get off that plane, man?
Sex?
Like, why do you need them
right on
now?
The tarmac?
It could have been drug smuggling. You need someone to put the...
All right.
I'm
now
joking.
We're getting somewhere.
No, it is obvious, Kimmy, what you are seeing there. And I can't believe you're so astonished by what you witnessed.
I think it was just like, when I think of buying something in an airport, it's something that I'm going to use right now.
Right. Yep.
Otherwise, I'm not going to spend that money. I'm not going to spend $7 on Cheez-Its.
Okay, do you hear yourself right now? And we both know you're going to spend $7 on Cheez-Its.
Yeah, but I wouldn't if I wasn't at that. Like, if I had time to go buy that thing somewhere else, I would.
Because all that stuff is an impulse buy.
Yeah.
All it is.
Unless you have a plan.
Right. What would be his plan?
Look, there is a very...
Because he's making a connecting flight somewhere.
Yes. He was in LaGuardia. Is that where you were?
JFK.
JFK, okay.
Right.
There is a very simple explanation for what Kimmy saw. He's cheating.
Okay, when?
He is getting on that plane with...
When is he cheating?
He is getting on...
It's just a weird time to buy them. Mm-hmm. I think that's what it was for me.
Walk through this with me,
all right.
Everyone. All right? He is going somewhere where people know him or leaving somewhere where people know him. Where he is a place where no one knows him.
Okay.
So there's no chance that if he is a married man or in a relationship, he's getting busted buying those condoms. Mm. He also doesn't have to go out of his way to get said condoms. Because let's say he's going to a major city. He's going from wherever he was to Atlanta, right?
Yeah.
If he doesn't have a rental car or any idea of how that city he's at is laid out, When he lands, he doesn't have to mess around and go find a convenience store to go get rubbers.
Right.
He's got his rubbers, and he's ready to go. This is a number one. No other explanation.
Cheating boy.
Yeah, this man is getting off a plane to go have sex
with
someone.
If you saw this guy, though, I mean, I know, like, anybody can cheat, but he just didn't scream like a guy that had any game.
Okay. Those are the guys that cheat.
He had a braided belt
on. But guys with braided belts often have more money than other guys.
I can show you my buddies that cheated. You would never think that those howdy-doody-looking guys cheated.
Fair enough.
He was cheating. I mean, how did that not cross your mind when you saw this?
It wasn't my first thought. Like I said, my first thought in this whole situation was, A, didn't know the airport sold condoms.
I did not know that.
B, who pays $20+ for 5 condoms?
That also tells him he's got money, and that's where the situation of the cheating is. I mean, if you can just throw away 20 bucks on 3 or 5 condoms, you're not really worried about it. Alicia has a different theory before we get into this discussion. She says on Instagram, Duffy on WCMA. Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. It's not for his destination. It's when he's in the air. He's boinking one or more of the stewardesses and maybe the pilots. Okay, Alicia.
Watching a lot of porn, are you, Alicia?
And how do you get to those pilots through that super locked door?
It's also possible he was there with somebody. I only saw this man in the convenience store.
Okay. So he was going to have sex with someone in the air.
It's possible.
That would be an intimate thing. Yet,
Mile High Club.
Yet, sex with someone that he didn't trust enough where he had to use a rubber.
Yes.
That doesn't make sense.
Also a good point.
Okay. Let me ask you this question.
All right.
As we move away from why someone would be buying condoms in an airport, and it may take all of the knowledge of the entire Breakroom Detective Agency. Think of a stranger you see out. You do not know this person.
Yeah.
You know they're cheating if they what? The only explanation for the behavior they are doing is that they are looking to fool around or that they have or they are ready. It's already locked in, and this is going to be happening. Oh, Kimmy lit up. She's got
I was just thinking, and I've seen, like, videos, people taking videos of people doing this. The second, if somebody's sitting or with their significant other, and they get up from the table or their seat or whatever, and then that other person immediately picks up their phone to check it.
Oh.
I find that always a little bit suspicious.
I do that all the time.
Really?
I don't want to be rude, like, when my wife is sitting across from me and, like, answer.
I don't know why, but like you wait for them to like leave the room and then you pick up your phone.
Oh, I don't wait for them to like be away. I'll just as soon as they start to get
That's
up.
What I mean. Like they kind of wait until they're out of sight to check the phone.
Okay, you're telling me the second that their partner's out of the room, if they reach for their phone, that means they're cheating. Do you agree?
It does look
it could be a tell. That wouldn't dawn on me, but no, it will.
All right, I got one.
All right, what do you got?
I know you're going to be with me on this
one. Right.
Well-dressed at a hotel bar.
Oh, yeah.
Screams cheater. Hair's done. Clothes are put together. You don't have to look good to go grab a drink downstairs at the hotel.
No, you can be in a robe.
Exactly. Even if you're coming from a place, let's say you're like a business person that has to dress up for like, a meeting or whatever. Most of those people go and change into something more comfortable and then come down to the bar. If they look good at a hotel bar, they are on the prowl for some side action, son.
Yeah, you're trolling around.
Fair statement?
Yeah.
Also, going past that. A man who is wearing lots of jewelry.
Flashy?
Well, I'm talking necklace, watch, ring.
Really?
Well, all guys that wear necklaces, I assume, are cheaters. I just
all
do.
Guys?
If you're blinged out around the neck, you were cheating mofo.
Wait, are we talking just like standard necklaces?
I'm talking blinged out around the neck. You know who you are. You got thick rope around your neck.
I know a lot of guys that wear crosses.
Yeah, that doesn't go. Cross? You would not cheat wearing a cross.
Oh, no. No, none of those.
I'm just saying like, it's a common piece of jewelry.
The guys that bless the damn things cheat.
How about that? How you like that, huh? We'll put the whole damn system on trial. Wait, you think any man wearing any kind of necklace? Puka shell.
Oh, yeah. You're a trolling douche, man.
I don't know who you're finding with those.
Kimmy, do you have...
Skanks.
Did your husband wear a necklace?
I don't think so. He's not a jewelry guy.
All right, well, that's good.
If you have on... By the way, also...
He wears a watch sometimes.
As a man.
Yeah.
If you have on multiple rings.
Yeah, I think that's a fair. I'd agree with that.
That's too much, man.
Yeah, more
what do you
than want
to?
Yeah, more than one ring, you're definitely cheating.
Yeah.
Would you not agree with that?
I've never thought of it that way.
And cologne.
No, man, every guy wears cologne.
No. Yeah, I'm not saying cologne. I mean, you're wearing cologne. Like, I can smell it 4 stools over.
I just think that's like being an old guy.
You're naming Italians now. Yeah, no, you're just describing Italian men.
Once you guys start to lose your sense of smell a little bit.
You don't think the first guys that stepped out on their old ladies were my people?
No. I don't think so.
We're always dressed for action.
There's stories.
We're always wearing, you know, press pants, pointy shoes.
You were describing
ready to
yourself.
Go. Yes. I'm out of the game.
Oh, no. Oh, no. I've made a terrible mistake.
I'm out of the game. But if I smell a guy who's wearing too much cologne.
Okay.
The only reason a guy puts on too much cologne is because he thinks it's going to attract some birds.
Or he's self-conscious about how he smells.
Nah. Yes.
I just think some guys like don't have a sense for putting on too much cologne.
I understand that.
You go nose deaf.
Yeah.
Once you, I mean, when you wear a heavy cologne for a long time, you have to keep putting more on.
But you're dressed. Okay. You're at the bar. You reek a Paco Rabanne.
Paco Rabanne.
Or Polo.
252 WCMF. 252-9263. Kimmy was flummoxed. Could not figure out why she saw a man buying condoms.
Just unexpected.
In an airport convenience store.
Yeah.
It's obvious that he's cheating. And there are some things that the only explanation is that they're cheating. 252-WCMF. What is it? We started with dressed well at a hotel bar. Tommy got any man that wears a necklace. We've already gotten to that point.
So there's a move, too, that a cheating mofo will do at a bar.
What's that?
Okay. And it's how he stands at the bar. Now, a drinker will just sit hunched over his drink.
They look like they don't want to talk to anybody.
They're there to drink.
Yeah.
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 Or they're just kind of there. If the dude is standing, he's got a stool to sit on.
Yeah.
He's not.
Okay.
He's standing up.
Yeah.
And his back is to the bar, and he's looking out at the room with a drink in hand. That's a troller.
You're an idiot.
Describing that, everybody who wants my husband's attention. Hey, are you a cop or firefighter, sir?
But that guy,
thank you for your service.
That guy is looking for action. He's got a drink in hand.
No,
back to the bar.
No, looking.
He's a total lighthouse.
What if he's just a people watcher?
Yeah, he's looking for people.
I think those
people
guys are
with
just,
coochies.
He's
a coochie watching mofo.
I see some of those guys as just kind of lonely and want to talk to.
Well,
somebody.
All cheaters are lonely.
I guess, but do you think that's what the first thing they're looking for? Or are they just looking for any type of human interaction?
By the way, I kind of do. I don't even think it's a human interaction. I kind of do what you're describing.
What?
See, you're
stand
little.
Stand up and look around.
So, like, when I'm at a bar, and not so much look around. If I'm at a bar, I will normally be standing unless
turn,
the bar is
turn your back
empty.
Around for the bar.
But no, I'll stand sideways. I'll stand sideways
and
get a hip lean in.
Oh, no. Back is to the bar.
But, like, there are times where I'm looking like this. Did that make me a cheater?
You're looking bad, bro.
Here's what you don't understand, because you're a tiny... You're a tiny person.
Yeah, God, make fun of my physique.
No, I'm trying to explain, because we've talked
I'm
about...
I'm a good Christian drinker.
We've talked about this on the show before.
Mm-hmm.
You love to eat dinner at the bar.
Yes, yeah. I do.
Okay,
but I'm with my wife.
Me, Kimmy's husband, other normal-sized men can't do that.
Well, because you eat like animals.
No, because...
Your elbows...
it's too tight, he's out.
Thank you. Broad shoulders, wide-legged. I'm bumping into people. So when I'm in a crowded bar by myself, I have to stand up and turn sideways.
And you looking bad.
No, it doesn't mean anything.
It does. Why are you getting so upset?
Because you're saying stupid stuff. If he wears necklaces, if he stands back to the bar.
Oh, yeah.
If he wears cologne.
Too much.
I was with you on more than one ring. We can agree there. You know what's funny is we have this discussion. The better people to ask about what a man looks like in the process of cheating are women. Because they're the ones that get propositioned.
Sure. Yeah, they see a type. They see a pattern.
Women also feel like they have this intuition that tells them when a guy is ready to cheat. Do you believe women have that actual?
Like somebody that they're with or somebody that they observe?
All of them.
Oh.
Wait, you believe women have that sixth sense?
Yeah, because they get hit on all the time.
I'm not even talking about getting hit on.
But
I'm talking
like
about
somebody that's specifically cheating.
Like, I talk to him, and you know what? That guy's a cheater. I know.
No, you're right. No, they have no clue. Because they think everybody's a piece of crap.
Do you think women have that sixth sense?
I think that women, if they're with somebody, may feel like something's off. I don't know if I would know right away that somebody talking to me is a cheater.
So you don't feel like you have that sixth?
I think it would take a little time to figure that out.
Okay.
Unless, like, they're super obvious about it.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. As we're talking about, like, obvious tells that someone's cheating, Kimmy watching a guy buying condoms in the airport convenience store. Do women have tells that they're on the prowl, ready to mess around? Because we've been talking about men this whole time, not even on purpose.
Yeah, they're just there.
Well, but here's wow. Yeah.
That's all they got
to
do.
No, I'm saying not that they are going, they want to cheat. Like, this is going to happen.
Okay.
Women don't buy condoms, so that wouldn't be a tell, traditionally. Traditionally, women aren't covering drinks or dinners, so like throwing money around wouldn't be a tell.
No.
It's also nothing to see a woman traveling dressed well no matter where she is.
But what
is?
If she's overdressed?
What's overdressed?
A little too slutty. Oh, a little too much. What? You can't say slutty?
No, I just, it's what yeah, you yeah, think yeah. this is.
No, yeah. I'm saying, let's
the
say she's looking.
The describing is so obvious.
No, he, no, but here's the thing. No, he's not, because he's talking about like a skirt an inch above the knee.
No, I'm
your
not.
Dead grandmother can see you from heaven, you whore. What is wrong with
no,
you?
No, but I think you're showing a little too much, and you're by yourself. A woman at a bar, a little too sexy looking.
Yeah, but that might not mean she's cheating. That could mean she's single.
All right.
Well,
like, I'm single and I want to meet somebody.
Okay. All right. But I mean, what else would there be then?
Okay.
Because if she was, I would argue the opposite, because if she's stepping out of her home dressed like that, that's going to be a red flag to whoever she's with.
No, I'm thinking like she's on vacation, she's out of town on business.
Well, that's
kind of
what
like
I was thinking.
Like, yeah, I mean, that's a scenario right. we're creating here, right? And all of a sudden she's down there.
I guess.
She's got the 6-inch heels on and the hair's jacked up to Jesus.
All right. Here's what's funny.
Boobies out.
We as men have a bad habit of thinking every woman wants us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But we in this room cannot identify a single thing that would indicate a married woman would be interested in us.
I would think maybe women just aren't as obvious about it.
That's what I mean. Like, I can't think of a single tell. I mean, we can't even really as men tell what flirting is. A woman being nice to a guy is often misconstrued as, oh, she wants it. She wants it.
I also don't know. I wonder how many women are looking to cheat with a stranger.
You think more women are cheating with people that
a relationship that develops over time?
Well, yeah, I mean, it would be dangerous to go back to somebody's room.
Right.
Why?
Or
what could possibly happen?
That's a good point. That's a really good point, Kimmy.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a break.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Someone explain this.
What's that?
Why a person would even consider carrying this item out of their house. Because you'd have to combine these two things that do not go together to make this very scary thing. And you couldn't play it off like you weren't going to mean to use it at some point. And you'd only have it if you felt you may need it. So what the hell could this man allegedly have going on in his life where he felt that allegedly carrying this would be a good idea?
So he got busted just carrying it.
And you'll understand why that's a red flag.
Yeah.
You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5. WCMF will jump right into it. The story comes to us from Batavia. It's another one of our famous break room one-line stories. Are you ready?
Yep.
Quote, a 37-year-old man has been charged with third-degree criminal possession of a weapon after police say he had a club with barbed wire wrapped around it.
Oh.
Oh, all right.
That's the only reaction you have to that.
That's a, all right.
It's like cartoon-like.
Yeah.
Like, that's a Ninja Turtles villain weapon.
Yes.
Or like, you know, the 1920s. Gang fights.
Yeah. By the way, those are all the details we have. If the allegations are true, we don't know if he had it in his car. We don't know if he was, like, walking down the street with it. We don't know where he was going.
So it's illegal to have that. Just to have it.
A club wrapped in barbed wire?
You could just get in trouble for that.
That's what it seems like.
Okay.
Third-degree criminal possession of a weapon. Police say a man in his late 30s had a club wrapped in barbed wire. Question.
Yeah.
And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. What the hell is that for?
Just to lay one up somebody's head.
Did he scare people?
Did he have zombies to kill later?
Right. It's like he's in his own video game.
Okay. Could there be any reasonable explanation why a man in his late 30s, if the allegations are true, would have a club wrapped in barbed wire?
Yeah, if you're not heading down to the Union Hall in the 1930s.
And that's not even a reasonable explanation.
Right, but that's the only time I think you would see one, right?
Okay. Like, we've seen a lot of unconventional weapons in stories on this show. But this one stands out for a couple reasons. One, if it's being used as a weapon, it has to be prepared.
Yeah. You had to wrap it.
Exactly. For example, if someone uses a plate, toaster, bowl of soup as an unconventional weapon, which we've seen in the past, throwing those, it's bad, right? But it's a weapon of passion.
Yeah, it's an impulse.
Yes, closest thing you had, chucked it in a fit of anger. If these allegations are true, there was a moment where this man was like nodding his head, wrapping the barbed wire around the club.
Yeah, you're working in your garage.
Yeah. And at no point while wrapping the club in barbed wire was he like, you know, I don't really need this, do I?
Yeah, because you think the club alone would do all the work for you.
Yeah, it's still pretty scary. Yeah. Two, other issue with this, what makes it scary, it's one you can't plan to stop. And I know this sounds arrogant.
Like, how do you defend against the razor wire bat?
Yeah. Like, if someone chucks a plate, toaster, bowl of soup at you, if you're quick enough, you can get out of the way.
Yeah.
What can you do to neutralize a club wrapped in barbed wire?
You would need a bigger weapon.
Okay.
So if you're just walking down the street, there's nothing you can do.
So nothing?
Nothing if you're not prepared.
Like it's run. You can't block it because it could cut up your arms and hands.
Yeah.
Right? God, could you imagine the pain
of
being clubbed with barbed wire?
Yeah, because you're just going to get slashed and bashed at the same time.
Smashed into the old smash and bash?
Yeah, slash and bash.
Oh, the old slash and a bash?
Yeah.
Bash and slash. You can make the argument.
Yeah, it's pretty old school.
Short of a grenade?
Or a mace. Swinging around.
Yes,
like those spear pointy looking things.
But even that, I would think like that man's on his way to a Renaissance festival.
Yeah.
Right? Like, why?
He's pissed off at somebody, man.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. A man was in Batavia, was arrested after police say he had a club wrapped in barbed wire. We're getting a lot of messages on Instagram. Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us, saying that, like, for example, Pam is one of them that writes, the bat from The Walking Dead was wrapped in barbed wire. The bat was called Lucille. Okay, that's a show about killing zombies.
Yes.
I haven't been to Batavia in a while. Yeah. I don't know what the zombie situation's like.
I thought it was down.
Think it's okay?
No, I thought they cleared that up.
Okay. Michael writes us on Instagram. Obviously, he is the top heel in the Batavia Professional Wrestling Federation. 252-WCMF. Let's talk to Mike. Hey, Mike, how are you, buddy?
Hey, morning, friends. How are you?
Good, man. What's up?
Hey, so I've got one.
You have one of these.
A club wrapped in barbed wire?
Why?
No, it's a baseball bat wrapped in barbed wire. Well, one year for Halloween, I went as Negan from The Walking Dead.
As we just talked
about. I kind of have a Negan-esque appearance. So I had the leather jacket and the baseball bat, the whole nine yards, and I won the costume contest we were in, and it was pretty cool.
Yeah, because they were scared
of you. I don't take it out of the house and put it in the back seat of my car.
Okay.
I mean, that's a little extreme. But, you know, guys of lesser intelligence, such as myself, we enjoy emulating the things we see on TV without hurting people.
No, I mean, let's talk this through. Like, okay, it's a Halloween costume. I get it. Is it a real bat with barbed wire?
It's a real bat with real barbed wire.
You could have probably just bought a prop there, Mike. If you're
like
doing
a rubber one or
something.
Yeah. That's a half-assed way. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it right.
Yeah, no, but if I'm going to go as, like, you know, Al Capone, I'm not going to get an actual loaded Tommy gun to carry to the Halloween party.
Well, if you need one, I was Al Capone about 10 years ago. So, yeah, I still got one up in the attic somewhere.
He's also got syphilis. Fun fact.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But, Mike, here's the thing.
No, I didn't go that far.
All right, but here's the thing. Like, if we even draw the Halloween excuse out here, it's May.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's May.
Yeah, so he's got a problem. Well, he's from Batavia. So, you know, lesser intelligence. You know, Batavia is a little rough.
Man, Mike taking shots at everybody.
Well, he can't. He's got that bad to back him up.
Used to deliver Amazon packages out Batavia. There's some rough areas in Batavia.
Okay, Mike, thanks for the call, buddy. Only in Batavia. Rough
areas. I am a little alarmed at how many phone calls I've taken of people saying, yeah, a lot of people have these.
For protection?
Even if I don't really care the reason. Just the fact that a lot of people own them is a little bit alarming.
Razor wire baseball bat.
But let's even talk about protection.
All right.
You said protection. Again, if you're just joining us, 252-WCMF, a 37-year-old man was arrested in Batavia for third-degree criminal possession of a weapon after police say he had a club with barbed wire wrapped around it. And those are all the details we have. We don't know how police found it. We don't know if he was driving, if he was carrying it, whatever. You brought up protection.
Yeah.
If I have a gun, knife, etc., the argument can be made that is my protection.
Yeah.
I don't want to use said gun or knife, but just in case I have it on me. Can you make that argument for a club wrapped in barbed wire?
It's home protection.
Yeah.
Where do you keep it?
Or car protection?
But where do you keep it?
Under the bed.
Under the bed. Well, yeah, make sure you grab the right side. Yeah. Ow! Yeah. Ow!
You don't have kids or a pet.
I mean, I guess there are guys that keep baseball bats in their car just in case.
All right.
But this would be the most intense version of that. I'm being serious now as I'm racking my brain. I can't think of a scarier person that could walk towards you than a man with a baseball bat wrapped in barbed wire.
Yeah.
Because, like, even a guy with a gun, it's not great, but I'm not entirely sure what his intention with that gun is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, this is a lot messier.
Right, yeah, well, I mean, it depends.
Yeah, but I'm saying if you use it.
All right. Tommy.
Yeah.
Let's say you knew you had a friend that made a baseball bat a club wrapped in barbed wire. Is that enough for you to call the cops?
No, I wouldn't call the cops. I just would not be friends with them anymore.
Let's say it's me. Mm-hmm. We've known each other how long?
Yeah.
And you come over to the house. I go, check this out, man. I was bored last weekend. And I Louisville Slugger wrapped in barbed wire. I'm like, I'm posing with it like I'm Cal Ripken's brother with that nasty thing written on the barrel of the bat.
I wouldn't call the cops because I didn't know that was illegal to have.
Okay.
That's true, too. Yeah, I guess I wouldn't know if you can or can't have one of those.
Yeah.
All right, so, Kimmy, let's say you pop into one of your neighbor's garages, stay high, and over his shoulder, he is applying barbed wire to a baseball bat. Are you letting that be?
It's alarming, but I don't know what I can do about it in that moment.
Call the cops! You can call the cops!
But I say they don't do anything.
Well, then they just arrested this guy.
Well, because he was like heading out maybe, but like...
Can you have one of them in your house?
Well, but again, if it's criminal possession of a weapon, where you possess it doesn't really matter, does it? Maybe that's not true. That may not be true. I don't know.
Yeah, because you could buy swords and things like that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but then I guess if you went walking down the street... Swinging it around.
Well, no, but it doesn't say in the story this guy was swinging the bat around. He just had it.
So, wait, I could buy a sword.
Yeah.
And let's say I got it out.
Okay.
Am I in trouble doing that?
Great question.
Yeah, maybe you got to keep it in the
sheath. The sword hole? I don't know. Because I couldn't walk around just with a gun out.
No,
that's against the law.
Or like a dagger or something. I would assume that people are going to call the cops on you.
No, but can I, let's say I have a pocket knife.
Yeah.
Can I walk around with the knife out?
Probably not.
Okay, so where does the rule fall on that? Because if I have a Swiss Army knife, that's got a blade on it. No one's going to call the cops if I'm walking around with my Swiss Army knife on
it. Blade out.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe with the blades out, you're in trouble.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like we should know this. I feel like this should be more common knowledge.
I mean, I've never had a problem with this.
Yeah, but you're about to, because I got a club wrapped in barbed wire.
We got friends out in Batavia.
Yeah, we do.
Not anymore. Screw him. Stay out there.
That one guy we know, it does look like his face was hit with a club full of barbed wire.
I hear it's too rough out. There's a lot of rough areas. I'm not going. My car doesn't go that way.
We got more Instagram messages coming in. Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. Ron writes, this could be a tool used to herd cattle or other animals. Maybe he's a farmer.
Wait a minute. I thought they used prods. Not like raisin. What are you going to slice open a cow's ass to get him to go?
I'm reading what Ron wrote.
Bro,
I
that
don't
ain't
know.
No farm tool.
What do you want?
You got one busted ass farmer. That's how you move your herd around.
Well, no, that's where
slicing them open.
That's where I get my milk from.
What, pre-cuts?
No, busted ass farms.
Busted ass farm.
You don't get your 2% busted ass farms milk. Look, I'm just reading you what Ron wrote. I don't know if Ron knows what he's talking
Ron's
about.
Ron's an idiot.
Do people use razor wire clubs on farms?
For what?
I don't know.
That would be, it's cruel to the animal.
Well, but you also, but the
you,
cattle
you take
prod,
a stick and you electrocute them.
Thank you.
Yeah.
How is that less cruel? Is it? Are you allowed to walk around with a cattle prod?
No.
Are you sure?
No.
Okay. Because it is. It's a farmer's tool.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I guess, could you have one in your car? Okay, if somebody tries to get in your car, you could
zap them. Now I'm using it as a weapon. Okay, would you?
But it's not deadly.
Would you? Are you sure? Bro, you're electrocuting somebody.
I thought it was not like death electrocution.
Based on
uncomfortable
what?
Electrocution.
Based on what?
Nothing.
Okay, because like you got to get through the hide of a cow's ass. That stuff's thick.
But it just gooses them along.
Gooses them along. Have you ever talked to a cow about it?
Not sober, no.
Okay, 252 to WCMF.
what?
I'm sorry. You had asked questions about what is legal when it comes to swords.
Yeah.
All right.
And if there's going to be somebody to give you sword information,
this is
the name.
It's a man named Talon.
Talon.
Which is a biblical name, by
the
way. Okay. Talon is on CMF. Hello, Talon.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good, brother. What's up?
I can answer your question for you. So it is perfectly legal to walk down a street with a sword on your back or on your side, as long as it is sheathed and you are not trying to draw the sword or, as the law presents it, menacing.
Okay.
If you are trying to menace someone with that weapon, then it becomes illegal.
That's under the Dennis the Menace Act. Where he literally killed Mr. Wilson.
Mr. Wilson! God, no!
No, but it's just like if you have a handgun, you have a carry and conceal. I mean, if you're walking around the street with a handgun and it's concealed and you have a permit, that's fine. But when you start opening your jacket and you're showing people the gun saying, hey, look what I got.
Sure, yeah, that's it.
If you put your hand on it, that is considered menacing and that is a crime.
All right. Now, I mean, Talon, I do want to tell you this. That we've made break room history, first of all.
What's that?
Because you are the first Talon.
I think you are, yeah.
We've ever talked to. Also, I have a cousin named Talon.
You
and
do?
I thought that was the only man ever named Talon. I'm proud to have met the second Talon in the history of Earth.
Oh, well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be on your show. You guys are legends in the radio industry. You really are.
Did he call the right show?
You're looking for iHeart. For the Wii show.
Talon, great to talk to you, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
First time we've ever been called legends, too. Yes.
Yep.
A lot of firsts.
Was that a threat? Is he going to turn us into legends by stabbing us with a sword?
It sounds like he may have a sword.
Okay. So I remember a second ago, I said I can't think of anything scarier than a man with a baseball bat walking at me wrapped in barbed wire.
Yeah.
I'd like to rescind that.
Why?
Because I've just figured out, I can now think of something scarier. A man with a sword named Talon.
Okay. Where?
He knows the laws, though.
He does.
Okay. I don't know.
Just because you know the law, Kimmy. Don't mean you're going to follow.
So true.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart,
for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's going to be a beautiful weekend.
Oh, yeah, perfect.
Oh, come on, man. Not too hot.
Yeah.
We should be avoiding the rain.
Mm-hmm.
What better way to spend that weekend than watching some baseball?
Yes.
And a very unique opportunity to mesh the movie lovers and sports lovers all at the same time,
yeah,
along with the sports history lovers. Mm-hmm. You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Joining us before this Red Wings homestand over at Innovative Field, our good friend and handsomest boy on the block, general manager of the Rochester Red Wings, Dan Mason.
Good morning, guys.
Mace, how's it going, buddy?
Great. It's going to be a great weekend here in Dutchtown.
Look, we'll... Did you know that?
No.
Were you going to lie to us to look smarter?
No.
You went to Notre Dame. You don't have to lie.
No.
Didn't
know about Dutchtown.
Notre Dame degree did nothing for me. No. Did nothing. All right, before we get into this weekend, you always bring us food. Mm-hmm. We appreciate it. What do we have today?
We have the freshest hot dog in all of professional baseball.
A hot dog? Different.
You can't get a better hot dog in all of professional baseball than at Innovative Field. Because Weigel's, where they make those, mm-hmm, only 3 or 4 blocks away from us.
Yeah.
A Dutchtown treat.
Oh, wait, is Dutchtown near Dutchtown?
You couldn't say it either.
I said it, idiot. Did the chef call in sick this morning? What happened?
No, he was there. He made the hot dogs.
They are delicious. I love a good hot dog. Pat can't get enough.
Did you have to take such a big bite?
Nobody's going to take it away from you.
I didn't mean to take a big bite.
Still half left.
I'm working on it right now.
Not when his mama gets a hold of it.
God,
that's what she says. Ate the whole thing. Down it goes.
I'm so upset.
Not even Saturday night.
For me.
Fireworks tonight.
Hey, what do you got going on tonight at the ballpark?
Tonight.
Yeah, big promotion? Huh?
Big night. Big night. Maybelle Blair, 98 years young.
That's insane, man.
Right?
And she still travels and stuff?
Yeah. Still travels.
I know.
She flew here. She flew to Buffalo, and then we picked her up and drove her in last night.
An interesting connection in the break room. Tommy used to babysit her. Oh, it didn't hurt. The fist will go inside you now, does it? Maybelle Blair. I'm sorry.
That hot dog kick it in?
If you've seen the movie A League of Their Own,
yeah,
about the All-American Girls Professional Baseball League, there's the Madonna character in that movie, All the Way May.
Yep.
And it's based on Maybelle Blair, who will be here at Innovative Field tonight for our Women in Sports Night.
Okay. So, first of all, I've heard nothing but amazing things, because you've had her here before.
Oh, yeah. She's awesome. She's really good friends with Naomi and now, and She's amazing lady.
And like a firecracker too. Like,
oh my God.
So she's speaking tonight before the game?
Yes. Okay. So we have a softball clinic tonight from 5 to 5:45.
But she ain't giving a clinic.
No, she's not giving the clinic. No.
It didn't say. She was giving the clinic.
You jumped on that.
Well, when you say that, it sounded like she was going to be.
No, he was explaining what the schedule is. Right. You stupid. Yeah.
So gates open at 5 for our 6:45 game. First 1,000 fans get a free softball.
Oh, sweet.
All right. Softball clinic on the field from 5 to 5:45. Maybell will speak to the softball clinic participants after that. Mm-hmm. And then she'll do an interview for the rest of the crowd. Right around 6:15, 6:20.
And you said she's like, everyone I've heard that has seen this woman, she's a firecracker. Hilarious.
Amazing energy for somebody. I hope I have her energy when I, if I make
you
it
don't
to 60.
Now.
I know.
Jesus Christ, I'm falling asleep.
I hope I make it to 60. But she's amazing. And then she'll be signing autographs, so you'll get a chance to meet Maybell tonight.
Can I ask a question? And I don't mean for this to sound the way it's about to sound. But why are you laughing?
No, listen. No, enjoy your program.
I mean, you brought up the movie A League of Their Own.
Right.
She met Madonna.
Did she meet Madonna?
Yeah, she probably worked
with Madonna.
Yeah, I think at the premiere she met her.
Okay, so it's one of the greatest movies in the history of
movies. Yeah, it's great.
Like, it's fantastic. And if you've seen A League of Their Own, Madonna's character is the troublemaker. Yeah. They paint her as like...
she's from the city. She's a little fast.
Yeah, fast. Yeah. She plays fast and loose with everything.
She plays like a Madonna role.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
All the way May.
Yeah, you got it. Like, is that something she talks about? Was she like, did it bother her, the portrayal of her in the movie?
No, I think she has embraced it.
Okay. Because, like, I mean, at that time, you didn't see women acting like that.
A little loose in the knickers, as they used to say.
I mean, you were around. You would know.
Yeah, your mother was quite loose in the knickers.
Well, for God's sakes, man. Like, does she take questions or is it all prepared stuff?
Oh, yeah, yeah. She'll take Q&A and then she'll sign autographs once the game starts. And then we have fireworks after the game tonight.
Okay.
Believe it or not. And then we're going to play the movie, A League of Their Own. So
wait.
You can watch the movie right after the fireworks tonight.
So I can hang out all night and watch a movie in the ballpark?
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah.
But it's not like a sleepover thing.
Not a sleepover, but right after the fireworks end, we're going to start the movie.
Well, will you kick me out if I like curl up on the field?
No, I mean, it's something. I'm going to go home, and if you stay, then you're going to stay.
Okay. Turn on the mowers.
Yeah. Watch out for the sprinklers.
So, like, oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
What a night.
Yeah.
All right, so tonight you got that fantastic event. What's going on tomorrow?
Tomorrow night, game time, 6:45. It's our Cocos Locos de Rochester, first one of the year.
Okay.
And we're giving away Hawaiian shirts tomorrow night to the first 1,000 fans.
But you're giving out 1,000 Hawaiian shirts?
Yeah, that which covers everyone in Pittsburgh, all the dads in Pittsburgh.
And then fireworks after the game, and then a big party featuring DJ Lobo from New York City.
Okay, I'm glad.
Spinning all your favorite Latin tunes.
I'm glad you brought that up because I had a stupid question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Well, because I saw the promo, right? Like the thing you put on social media. Very exciting. Cocos Locos. And DJ...
DJ Lobo.
Lobo. Like, I thought, because it's L-B-O, I thought it was DJ Elbow.
No, it's DJ... L-O-B-O.
We had a whole discussion off mic yesterday as to why a guy would call himself DJ Elbow. Like, what did he spin discs with his elbow? It says L-B-O. I think it's fair to think it would have been DJ Elbow.
Okay, it's DJ Lobo.
Okay, I'm just asking a question.
And he'll be spinning all your favorite Latin tunes, reggaeton and stuff like that.
What, are you doing reggaeton?
We'll also have...
Do you call it
reggaeton?
Reggaeton?
Reggaeton.
Okay. Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Right. Did they have to explain to you what reggaeton was?
No, I know. I'm down with reggaeton.
You're down with reggaeton? Yeah. Maze, you're down with
believe
reggaeton.
It.
Who's your favorite reggaeton artist?
DJ Lobo.
What else we got going on this week?
And then Sunday, Catholic Schools Day, and Run the Bases. Kids can run the bases after the ball game on Sunday. Game time 105.
Will there be special Catholic school uniforms this
year? Yes, there will.
Okay.
Retro 1980s, early 80s.
Ooh!
Red Wings jerseys.
See, because I own one of the first. They auction the jerseys off. Are you doing that this year, or no? You're holding on?
We are.
Okay.
And with the money we raise, we'll go towards Catholic schools.
Look, I mean, I love going to the Wings games because it's fun, but you also know I'm a jersey nerd.
Yeah.
So, like, when they have jersey auctions, I'll go. And I got one of the original Catholic school Red Wings jerseys, and it's, like, plaid. Looks like a Catholic school skirt. Pretty sweet.
I wasn't getting the connection between Catholic school and baseball.
Well, no. What do you mean? They play baseball Catholic school.
Why?
Mace, a proud Catholic school graduate, both high school and college. And I'm assuming elementary. Yeah. Well, barely. Barely graduated.
You made it.
All right, Mace, now that you bring up the throwback jerseys on Sunday, I do want to talk to you about something that we've seen on social media. Dan Mason, general manager of the Rochester Red Wings, joining us, Wings of Town, this weekend at Innovative Field. So as far as mascots go, we have Spikes, we have Mitzi, and then what is the name of the garbage can?
Mac.
Mac, who is the plate. He's the garbage.
Right. Yeah. He comes out on Thursday nights, looks nothing like Oscar the Grouch.
Yeah.
You know, because he clearly has yellow fur.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you also have the gorilla that the
rally gorilla.
He runs around. But there has been a push now from millennial to early Gen Xers, late Gen Xers, excuse me. They want the mascot from their past, their youth, to make one more appearance.
Who's that?
That would be Wild Fang.
Wild Fang.
There's been a big push from Rochester baseball, local folks that they would like. Do you remember Wild Fang?
No.
He was a bat.
Oh. Yeah.
He was a little bat. He was like 5 foot five. Big old head. He looked like you, except in bat form. Big old head, wings, wore a rings jersey, like red shorts.
All right. And he was kind of a mix between a rabbit, a squirrel, and a bat. He had like a saber tooth.
Yep.
And you're right. Huge head, big ears. Just, I'm going to say, be patient, fans.
Oh, boy.
Be patient.
How patient do I have to be? Like, do I have to be like 5 years patient?
No, sometime in June.
Okay, well, now you really narrowed it down. You had the air of mystery, and you lost it.
Just be on the lookout for
what
something.
What does it do? Just run around?
Well, yeah, it's a mascot. Yeah. What do you mean?
I don't know what it does.
They have like, personalities.
Yeah. I know you got, like, the dog that does the bat.
You got the dog that does the bat.
That's enough for
that's
me.
A real dog,
Bruce
by
the
way.
Bat. Oh,
yeah, yeah, that's not a man in a costume. It's a breathing animal human dog. Okay, I'm going to ask another question. Because, like, if there's kids listening, obviously the mascots, they are actual things.
Yes.
But let's say that wasn't the case. Would someone have to go out and get a new outfit, or would that thing have been sitting in storage since 1992?
Not 92, because we moved to Innovative Field in 1990.
No!
You want the real thing,
no, I want,
don't
here's the
you?
Thing. Have you seen what some of those things look like when they're left unattended to?
The last time he was here for Spikes' 21st birthday, he made an appearance.
Oh, when Spikes did that beer bong.
And he went back to Florida.
Okay.
You know, and but I heard he's coming back.
Okay.
I heard he may make an appearance later on this season.
All right. So you heard that, millennial Gen X or Red Wings fans.
Yeah.
The horrifying mascot from your childhood making another appearance.
Nothing scares you more.
At Innovative Field. Okay. So tonight.
Tonight, we got fireworks, Maybelle Blair. We're going to be pregame softball clinic and softball giveaway. And after the ball game, you can watch A League of Their Own on the video boards right after the fireworks. Tomorrow night, Hawaiian shirt giveaway, Cocos Locos party after the ball game, Latin food, Latin drinks.
Oh, Latin food at the ballpark. Oh.
Pernil.
I don't know what that is.
It's slow roasted. When I say slow roasted. Very slow roasted pork.
That would have been
delicious.
That would have been delicious today.
Rice and beans.
Oh my god! Rice and beans.
Like, I'm just thinking, if I was
still roasting,
so
Pat.
Slow that it's. Thank you, Kimmy. It's roasting as we speak.
If I was the general manager of a baseball team trying to promote my big weekend with special food, maybe I would have brought in a Zweigel's Red Hot.
There's nothing better than a Zweigel's
I agree.
Red or
it's
White
delicious.
Hot.
Oh yeah.
Ballpark. Yeah. Okay. But you were saying.
Be on the lookout for another food special this weekend, though. It might drop. We're still perfecting it. Jeff Keith's still perfecting
it. Okay, can you give us a hint?
The Philly Bowl.
Okay, again, that's not a hint. You are really bad at like...
No. Okay, what do you think is in it?
Cheese and beans.
Steak, rice, beans.
Wait, rice?
No.
Oh, what's in it?
Okay.
But it's in a bowl.
You sure you want me to tell you? Or you want to just
now you gotta tell
assume
me.
What it is?
Now you gotta
tell me. It's a Philly cheesesteak sandwich in a bowl?
It's a bowl with French fries.
Okay.
And then cheesesteak with peppers and onions and cheese.
Okay.
No roll. Just the.
All right, so everything sits on top of it.
On top of a bed of fries.
Okay, yeah, but
it's like a Primani Brothers.
Did you miss a bread order?
Yeah, I mean,
because I could just get a sandwich.
I love when he goes, no roll. Because if it had a roll, it would be a Philly cheesesteak.
Yeah.
You didn't have to leave that last part.
I said Philly bowl.
A Philly bowl.
Philly bowl. Here's all the bowl. Guess what? No bread. Because that would make it an actual sandwich.
And the fries are involved.
All right.
There's no fries.
You're nailing it today.
Unless you go to Primanti Brothers in Pittsburgh, there's no fries on your sandwich.
This is nailing it.
All right, don't try it.
Oh, I'm going to try it. When's that drop? Yeah. When's that might be dropping?
I don't know.
Did you say you're still perfecting it?
We are still perfecting
it. Just steak peppers on fries.
You have a promotion, but you don't.
The pernil is slow roasting. We're going to wait till that's done. Then we'll figure out. So, how to finish off the Philly bowl.
So as soon as the stove timer goes off, you start cooking the steak. That's the plan?
Yeah.
A lot of great things going on over there.
A lot of trials yesterday on the Philly bowl.
Okay.
So stay tuned for that. You might be able to get it tomorrow night.
You might have a job by Sunday.
Guess what? He's got this new food.
What's it called?
Well, it's called an ice cream bowl.
Yeah.
You ready for this?
How you do it?
I say take the bowl.
Yeah.
You take ice cream. You ready for this? No bread.
Wait, just a bowl of ice cream?
Yeah, ice cream bowl.
By the way, you know what's going crazy at Innovative Field?
Okay, you're gonna disappoint us again. Don't do this. What?
Ice cream nachos.
Oh, you brought this up last week.
People are going nuts for the ice cream nachos.
You said
I believe it. I've seen it everywhere on social media.
Kimmy, you know what I heard?
Thank you, what? Kimmy.
You know what I heard? What? Ice cream nachos? Yeah. Out of control.
Out of control.
Out of control.
They're so delicious. People are clamoring for their ice cream.
Everybody's
nachos.
Saying the ice cream nachos best. I give it 2 weeks. Everybody come down and check it out. It's amazing.
Well, it's really hard because they keep slow roasting it after the pre-meal. And then Sunday, what do we got going on?
Sunday, you want the food or just...
No, just tell me what's going on at the ballpark, Mason.
105, Catholic Schools Day, retro jerseys, mid-80s. So bid high and bid often.
Awesome.
All the proceeds benefiting Catholic schools. And then kids can run the bases with Spikes and Mitzi.
All right, Mace. Mason, general manager of the Rats of Red Wings. Always a pleasure, buddy.
Thanks for having me, guys. And enjoy those waggles.
And if you're looking for plenty of foods, guess what?
What you got?
No bread.
You can get it with bread.
Yeah, they got bread.
You could get it with bread if you want.
I don't want to be. Look, we had a lot of fun back there.
But just order a Philly cheesesteak. Don't order the Philly bowl. That's all I'm telling you. Don't confuse our folks at Black Angus.
That's right. 35 years in the business.
Yeah.
Bread. Mace, always a pleasure, buddy. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.